Sorry, I missed that whole first section of the call. So this call is now being recorded, and all future calls will be recorded from the beginning of the call. So I will make sure that I go over some of the things that I already said so it gets caught in the recording. But this orientation call is to help you see what's available on the portal and to know what's coming up the pipe. So if you miss a coaching call and you are not able to attend it, you can get your questions to me at any time the prior week up until, I would say, about noon the day of. If you sneak in a question later, I will try to get to it. I can't promise that I'll be able to get to it, but try and get them in to me at least by noon on Wednesday so I have time to figure out the response if it's a complicated one and to make sure that it's handled during our call. If you're able to attend these calls live, the way it will work is that everyone on the call is muted and I'm talking, and if you have a question, you just press *2 to raise your hand. I'll unmute you and you'll be able to get your question answered right then and there live on the call with me. Now, these calls can be anything. They can be calls about content. They can be questions about how does this apply to you. It can be that you don't understand a piece or that there's something that you don't think that it would work well in your business and you have a reason behind it and you just want to talk it through with me. That's exactly what these group coaching calls are for, to help you with the practical implementation to figure out what can and won't work or will or won't work inside of your business, and then to come up with a plan for implementation if that's something that you need some support on. So one of the things I like to say during these orientation calls is that there's no such thing as a stupid question. I'm sure that you remember way back in the day during grade school, some you may have heard there's no such thing as a stupid question, but there really isn't. The reason I say that is we have a really diverse group of people in this Success Builders group, and they range from people doing security products and storm protection to interior products to shade products to exterior security, roofing, construction. There's a very wide swath of people with very different businesses all in this group. And what I want to be able for everyone to get is the practical implementation of how does this stuff apply for you. And if you have any questions or if you really don't think that it's a fit for what you're doing, something that I'm teaching, bring it to the coaching call because that is really where you're going to get that hands-on support from me and getting what we're learning cemented into your business. So take advantage of these calls. They're really, really worth it. And if it turns out that, you know, for whatever reason, there's only one or two people on the call and you have something other than the course content that you wanted to talk about, we can always use this call as a time to do that too. So make sure that you pencil in for the next 6 weeks. So this is a orientation call and there will be 6 more calls because every week we're going to be talking about the content that was released the prior week, so that you have an opportunity to cycle through all of the content before we jump in to Q&A on that content that nobody really gets behind. So also inside of the portal, I went over already that there's the welcome page, and that's where you're going to find out kind of what to expect in the upcoming 6 weeks. And it's also the place where you can find the link to our Facebook community. And there aren't any takers so far in participating in the Facebook community. It's totally optional, but it's a really fun way for you to get connected with me in between coaching calls and to be able to share your questions with the community. And as this program grows, that community is going to grow. I belong to a mastermind group, a coaching group, where we have a community of hundreds of people, and they keep all the graduates in that group too. And this, the wisdom that ends up getting shared is pretty dynamic. So right now it's the very beginning of this group, so there are not any members, but as we grow, we're going to have more and more members. So I'm going to encourage you to go ahead and take the plunge, join us in the Facebook group, and be one of the beginning members, because you'll be able to benefit from all the wisdom and the questions and the ideas that pop up over the upcoming weeks and months and years in that Facebook community. So that link is to be found at the bottom of the emails I've been sending out, as well as on the welcome page of the portal. So the welcome page we went over and the coaching page we went over, those are two really key areas for you. And the third key area is the modules page, where you find all of the fresh content by clicking on the link that is below the video. This content for this week is called Strategy. That's the name of the module that was released. So if you click on the big orange word Strategy, it will direct you right over to that page. And when you get on your module pages, you have videos, and beside the video, there's a little blurb about what the video is about, who the perfect audience is for, and then there are resources connected to that video, whether they're a link to a document or a PDF you can download, or sometimes there's just a piece of software if I want you to take a look at it, or an offer from someone. There are different things over the course of the content, over the length of the course, that you'll see there as resources. So they're all connected to the videos. And if you take the time, it should take you about 45 minutes to watch all the videos and maybe another 30 minutes to work through the content, dependent on where you are in your business. Some of the things you're not going to need to work through because you already are aces at, and other things you are going to need to spend a little bit more time on because it's a new concept and something fresh that I'm having you work through. So just to finish up here on the portal in this little orientation call, for anyone who has joined us in the meantime, everyone is on mute. If you have any questions, it is *2 to raise your hand. I'll be happy to unmute you and to walk through any of the questions that you have. The last section of our portal that is really valuable is the resources section of the portal. This section is just a cool compilation of ideas and resources that I have found valuable for myself and that my clients have found valuable in their business. And I know that people in very high-level coaching programs pay tens of thousands of dollars to have access to what is the best solution for fill in the blank. And that's exactly what this resources page is. It's a place where you can find tips and ideas and software solutions for problems that you have in your business. Things like managing the 1,000 passwords that you have on your computer. Things like how do you handle having a billion emails clutter up your inbox that you actually don't need to read but you still want to keep in touch with. Maybe association newsletters or offers from your newsletters from your suppliers and things that you really want to keep in your inbox, but you don't want to fill up as to-do items. You can use a cool little tool called Unroll.me that's over in the Resources tab to get yourself daily reminders of things rather than to have every single one popping up in your inbox. Just the cool little things. I encourage you to take a look at that. Use what's valuable to you. And also, as we go through the course content, some of the options on that resources page will make more sense for you as we get deeper into the content. So that brings me to our juicy topic of the content. What can you expect over these next 6 weeks with me? So over the next 6 weeks, we are going to be covering a gamut of content, and I'm really excited about it. It's content that has taken me about a decade to compile from all sorts of businesses and all different stages of their development. And some of these ideas have come from people doing something, and you're going to learn about this in the course I teach on it, called an area of unconscious competence. It means something that you don't even realize how brilliant you are when you do it. And in our businesses, as in our lives, we have these areas that we don't even notice how good we are. We just think that everybody does it, that everybody's good at that. And what I've been able to do is to take those areas of unconscious competence from many of the dealers that I've worked with over the years, from many of the businesses that I've been closely working with, and distill them out into processes and systems and little tools that you can use today in your business. So I'm going to take a little drink of water here, and then I'm going to dive into what the 6 weeks will look like. Okay. So the first week, the module that's already open is about strategy, and it's about your strategic position in your market, your strategic position with your employees, and your goal creation. How do you set and create really exciting goals that keep you motivated all of the time? And in next week's coaching call, we are going to be diving into some of that content, and any questions that you have on the content, any questions on how does this apply to me, can be brought to that call or to any future call, and I'll be happy to answer them, and we'll be diving in to some of that content on this call next week. The second module that you're going to be getting is called Limiters and Bonuses, Increasing Your Impact Through Limiters and Bonuses. And it's a way of looking at what you're already doing inside of your business with fresh eyes, looking at areas where you're going to be able to create more impact by repackaging up what you do, what you're doing with a little bit more finesse, by stop giving things away for free, by stopping giving things away for free, and giving things away complimentary with intentionality in a way that really motivates people to see the value of what you're offering, not just to throw away something really valuable as just a freebie that has no value. So it's a way of looking at what you're doing with fresh eyes and repackaging up what you're doing for more impact. And then I go into a section that I personally love. It's one of the juicy little sections called the appointment affirmation. And the reason that I put this here before we actually talk about landing appointments and closing the deal is that it takes a little bit of work, and I want it to be prepared, you to be prepared with this whenever we actually do go into landing appointments. So the appointment affirmation is a really cool technique that I've developed over the course of the past several years around how do you create a wow factor in your business? How do you leverage something that people, consumers are crazy for, video. We have video everywhere. How many people walk around glued to their smartphones watching crazy videos? And what can we do to leverage that need for video, that need for connection in our business and create a wow factor with our clients? In this cool little segment that I call the appointment affirmation, you're going to be able to learn to do that. In week number 4, we go into actually landing appointments. How can you effectively work your phone conversations to land more appointments? How do you leave compelling voicemails? And what sort of email follow-up should you do for leads that haven't turned into appointments to get them to turn into appointments? The following week, week 5, we talk about the actual appointment itself, and we go into a juicy little bit that I like to call discovering the power of the no and the no-show. And this is where I get into some information about email marketing that you can use in your business in a very simple way, and I'm going to give you some tools and some resources to make it really painless for you to be able to start to do something, if you're not already, to leverage those no's and no-shows, those prospects who never turned into appointments, those appointments who never turned into buyers. And it's a proven fact that you can increase your sales rate by up to 10% over the course of time by turning these no's and no-shows and these non-buyers into really raving fans over the course of time. So that's a really cool segment. It's just one piece of the week number 5. And then in our final week, the last bit is what I like to call installer sales secrets. And it's how you can turn your top installers into a referral and a testimonial machine, how you can compensate and motivate your installers to help you get more business and to help you take advantage of the beautiful projects that you've done by creating really great social proof and really great physical proof with testimonials, reviews, and ratings online. So that's a really cool piece. And then I'm going to throw in also a little bonus video for your installers to help them embrace, if they're a little uncomfortable with that, to help them embrace this new theme that we're going to create for them. So that is what the next 6 weeks worth of content is going to look like. And each week, starting next week, we are going to go over in the coaching call any questions, any comments, any implementation support that you need in your business to take the content that I'm teaching you and to turn it into something tangible in your business. And sometimes there's going to just be a tiny little tidbit that you say, oh, yeah, that's totally something I can use. And you can input into your business right away and start using in a really powerful way. And that's what I want you to do. So many people on this call, so many of the people inside of this program have been at their business for many, many, many years. I don't think we have anyone under 5 years in business in this group, and we have some who are past 20 and 25 years in business. And these techniques that I'm teaching, some of the things that I'm teaching might not be new for you, but I want you to look at this with an eye to two things. What are you doing great already? Give yourself a pat on the back. And what can you take from what I'm teaching and apply in a new way to your business? And it's the idea that we don't win a race by a mile. we win a race by a few feet, sometimes by inches. And that's what we need to look at when we're thinking about our competitive space and our competitive advantages. How do we get ahead? How do we make sure that people choose us over the competitors? It's by giving yourself that slight edge, by giving yourself that little advantage. And that's what the simple things that you're going to learn, the tools and the techniques and the tips that you're going to learn in this course will give you over the course of time. So I'm really, really excited to have you in this group with us and to be here on our inaugural, just a little bit of housekeeping call, tell you what's coming up, be able to be prepared for what's coming down the pike. And I just wanted to open the floor for any questions. If anyone has any questions at all, you can press star 2 on your phone to raise your hand, and I will unmute you and we can get your questions answered. I know that we had one question before the call about local numbers. I think that the link might have been broken in the email that you had, so I will refresh that link for our next coaching call. And some of the local numbers are actually not available. So if you would like to use a web call feature, I will actually add that link to my reminder email next week so that you can use that as well. I know that came up as a question. And just as a quick reminder, if you're listening to this on the replay, you actually can have access to these calls on a replay. So if you have questions and you know you're not going to be able to make the call, make sure you get your questions into me, because these calls are able to be recorded. They are recorded, and they will actually be posted right up in the coaching call section of our modules, of our portal, so you can find them. I'll cover what the call is about, give you a little couple bullet points, and let you decide whether or not that's a call that you want to listen to after the fact. It's a great tool that you can use, and especially if you have a team who might have questions that you need to have answered, it will allow you to have access to that after the fact, no matter what. So for anyone new joining the line, this is just a quick orientation call that we've had today to go over what you can expect in the next 6 weeks and what we are going to be covering in our upcoming coaching calls. So we went over our portal, which if you do not yet have access to the portal, that is the most important thing that you can take away from this call. Go get yourself signed up, register for access to the portal. It is where all of the content of this course is going to live. You have all of your modules there living under the modules tab. You have all your coaching call information, and also future call recordings will be there under the coaching tab. You have cool resources under the resource tab. And last but not least, under the welcome tab, you have a little quick summary of what you can expect out of the course, as well as an invitation to join us on our Facebook page. So make sure that you head over to the portal, get yourself registered, and hold on to that username and password. If you have someone inside of your team who's going to be doing this course with you, I would invite you to let me know that you have an additional person who wants access, and I will give them their own link to the portal, because it's far better for you not to share. It's so much better for everyone to have their own access to the portal. Of course, you can share your username and password inside of your company, and if there's anyone who you know who you'd like to join up, have us join this group, they can get their username and password from me, or their registration link from me. If there's someone inside of your group, your organization that you want to delegate things out to, you can share yours, or you can have them get their own directly from me. So that way there's two possible options if you wanted to do that. All right. Well, everyone here on the line is muted. Thank you so much for joining us live. If you have any questions that you'd like to have answered, now is the time to ask them. And it's star 2 to raise your hand, and I'll go ahead and unmute you from my end. I can actually see everyone on the call here. I see your phone numbers, and if there's no name associated with your phone number, I can just say the number or the location, and you can be having the floor to ask your questions. So are there any questions from anyone on the line about the structure of this training, about what to expect in the upcoming weeks, about how to get access to the portal, about anything at all? I'd be more than happy to answer any questions right now. Don't everybody speak at once now. Everything's crystal clear. There's no questions, no question marks at all in your mind. I am here for however long we need to be here. I have slated out about 45 minutes for these calls. I expect this orientation call probably is going to be a little bit shorter. We'll probably finish up here in a couple of minutes. But for future reference, our calls are going to run from 3 to 3:45 every Wednesday for the next six 6 more weeks after this week, so for the next 7 weeks, I guess, including this week, because this week is just an orientation call, where next week we'll really be jumping into the content that I already released called Strategy, our first module, and you will be able to ask me any questions, implementation, or clarifications that you'd like on that module live on this call. It's going to be your opportunity to get some one-on-one coaching. And if you've never had a business coach before, this is actually a time and space that you could use to ask any business question that you have that's been on the tip of your brain that you'd like some support on. As long as we get all of our content questions answered, I'm happy to open up the floor in future calls to any business questions that you have that you want some insight on and you are open to sharing with the group. So also just one last note, this group is made up of all of business owners and entrepreneurs, and the information that you share here should be held by one another as confidential information. This is not a space where you should be sharing the stories that you hear here or information that you hear here from other participants without their specific permission to do so. So if someone shares, for instance, a situation with a homeowner and you wanted to share that story as a, you know, cautionary tale or whatever sort of success story or whatever you wanted to do with it, please make sure that you get permission, even if you have to ask on the call. And if you are the owner of the story, if it's your story and you don't actually want someone else to use it, you are more than welcome not to extend permission for someone else to use your information or use your stories. So I just put that out there just as a reminder that professional courtesy to everyone here is really important to me, but I cannot guarantee that what you say will not be shared by other participants during group coaching. So if there's something super sensitive and super confidential that you do not want others to know, or that you want to stay close, just make sure that you are careful about what you share, or that you state very clearly that it's confidential and you don't want others sharing that information outside of the call. So it has never come up before for me in any of my groups where people have had that as an issue, and I always like to state it in advance. I feel that having agreements in place and letting everyone know right up front what to expect allows those situations to be prevented before they happen. So I just like to make that comment during an orientation call so that everyone is really aware of it. So I think that covers everything from the admin. The only last element that I did not cover, and it also relates to these group coaching calls, is if you have someone in your organization, in your company, who you want to have along with you on this ride, who you want to bring into these calls, or let's say you've got, for a future module when we're talking about sales, you've got a sales guy who's unwilling to embrace something new or who's uncomfortable with something that I'm asking him to do or who doesn't want to get in front of the camera and shoot a video and you want them to talk to me directly, they are more than welcome to join this call. And the courtesy that I would ask is if you bring multiple people to the call, make sure that you just designate one of them as your speaker. And that's because I want everyone who's invested their time and energy to up-level their businesses by participating in this course to have an equal voice. And if you bring three people to the call and all three have lots of questions and someone else who is a business owner only brought themselves and he or she doesn't get the opportunity to say their questions, then that would not be a service to them. And I want to make sure that everyone in this course is really deeply served. So I am here for you guys. I am here to make sure that this content really serves you and it's powerful for you and you can implement it really well in your business and that there are no technical or administrative glitches that we can't get over together. So I am really looking forward to these next 6 weeks. The first module is already open, so you have access to it already starting today. I am going to be sending out a email today reminding everyone that the call that we're on right now is recorded and is posted up to the portal, so you can actually take a listen if you joined us late, or for those of you who might be listening after the fact, if you didn't join us at all live, you can always listen on the portal at any time. So never feel that if you miss something that you are missing out, because we always make sure that things are available to you. Even if you can't join us live, they're available to you in a replay. So I think that does it for all of my administrative and orientation topics. And I just want to open the floor one more time for anyone who has any questions, *2 to raise your hand, and I will make sure that those get answered before we call it a day. All right, we've got one question here from Sarasota. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. Go ahead. Who is this and what's your question?
Is Bill, I'm not finding, I mean, I got this first thing, but I'm not getting beyond a portal. I'm getting just the registration.
Okay. So you got to the registration page. I'm actually, I pulled it up in case anyone had questions. Did you click I'm a new user or I have an existing account?
I have an existing account. I did the new user. I registered, and then I try to get in under existing, and it just says I'm already registered.
Okay.
Saw your one video, and then it had some things below it, but nothing came up, and I clicked on those. Nothing would happen.
Okay, if you say click on I have an existing account, click on your forgot password and see if that will, sometimes it will let you just reset your password, will help you put in the username or email that you chose, and then go ahead and get a new password and see if that will, what that sends over to your email address. Sometimes that's a little workaround because I don't want you to shout out your username and password here on the phone. Let me try this way and see if that resolves it for you.
So do a new one?
So just, click on your, so go to I have an existing account, and then just click on your forgot password and put your email address in.
Well, but it's not, it's recognizing I'm there. It's just saying that I'm already registered.
Oh, okay. So can you take a screenshot of your screen?
Right.
If you're on the registration page, can you click on, there should be a little button on, above this. It says Success Builders Fast Track Registration, and then on top it says Welcome, Schedule, Modules. If you click on the Modules tab, what do you get?
Yeah, no, there's, I don't see that there.
What does your screen say?
Wishlist member dash, probably says business, to Madeline.com. But I'm at
okay.
So it says basically Success Builders Fast Track Registration. I go in and I stored it, so I know it's right, but you are already registered to this level.
Okay. When it says that, if you scroll up the page, does it have my... have me standing there smiling with Fast Track Sales Systems. And
yeah,
then,
you're on there. Uh-huh.
Okay, and then right under me to the right, do you see a little link that say Welcome Schedule Modules?
No, there's nothing there.
There's nothing there. Okay. Can you refresh your page?
Resubmit form. Try it. And again, you are already registered to this level.
Okay. So I see your go ahead and try and reset your password. That might be the workaround that I can do without workaround without having you share your information with me. And, Bill, this is exactly what this phone call is for, to make sure that you get access to everything that you need to have and we don't end up with any glitches of you not being able to get into the course.
Okay. So I have to do a whole new one, or
just the password? Just you can put the same password. It might let you do the same password again.
Successfully changed. Okay.
Okay.
All right, and so I'll go back out and try to go back in. Successful. Portal access, go to. Module 1 strategy, just go into that.
Yep. And there you go. You should see all the videos and the links to the documents, and there you are.
Well, let me get in there. You are already registered to this level. Same thing. Not getting anywhere, and there's nothing below you other than Fast Track Success Builders Fast Track Registration.
Okay, so, let me send you a. You know what I'm going to do here? I'm going to send you a link. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to work through this with you. I have your phone number here. Let me just. I'm going to end the group call. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to work through this with you, make sure that you get your access. So if just for anyone else who's listening to the recording after the fact, if you're struggling with your login and can't get it to work, I will contact you individually because I want to actually do your username and password from my side and see if it lets me let you in, but I don't want you to shout out your username and password to the whole phone call. So let me call you back. Bill, I've got your number here showing up right on my system. So I'm going to end this call because I covered everything that I need to cover in our orientation call, and then I'm going to call you right back on this number and work through getting you set up with your username and password so that you are all set and can get access to what you need. So just bear with me 1 second. I'm going to end this recording. And then, so thank you for the question. I think it's a good one, and it actually gives the opportunity for anyone who has a question with their username and password. If it's not working, if you're getting the same error message that Bill is getting, let me know, and I will call you individually and work through it with you so we can talk about your username and password, and I can see on my screen what you're seeing on yours. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Well, thanks, Bill. I'm going to end this call now. So thank you for all those who listened to the end, if you're listening to the recording. And I will see you all next week on our group coaching call again at 3 o'clock. And for anyone who's having issues with accessing the portal or anything like that, make sure that you reach out to me because it's the critical part of getting to our content. So, all right, Bill, I will be calling you back in just a minute. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon.
The moderator has left the conference.